It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Welcome back to the B-movie breakdown.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yay. Yay, indeed. We took a small absence from the podcasting scene. It's getting a little too much for us.
Intense.
It was really intense. Podcasters coming after us. They were, like, outside, like, we were like Frankenstein, and they were like, you know, burn the monster!
We had to go on the DL.
Yeah, we had to go underground.
Covert ops.
Witness protection.
Yeah, nobody knows who we are anymore.
Except Liam Neeson. I don't know. Because he just finds out where everyone is.
He will find you.
It's yeah. Disappeared. But I thought maybe you saw that new movie.
No way, I'm not doing that.
So I thought maybe you saw that, so maybe he was in witness protection in that movie. I don't know.
I'm not even doing that ever.
I'm still holding out for Schindler's List 2.
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Taken 3
coming out.
But you know what? When I saw the trailer, I was like, this looks better than Taken 2. This looks like the sequel that should have been for Taken 1.
But instead of William Neeson,
there
it's Vin Diesel.
There is no sequel that should have
been. It's like weird, like it's happened before where, like, a second movie sucks, and then the third one's like, well, okay. This is good. This is, like, what the second one should have been, and that's what I got out of the trailer for that. I was like, why wasn't this the second movie? Why did we have this other filler thing?
Why was the first
movie?
Why was the first movie ever made? The first one was cool.
Why was Evil Dead 2 so much more awesome?
Because it was just a remake of Evil Dead 1?
This movie we wanted to make, but we didn't have the budget.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into that Taken. David and I watched that and laughed our asses off.
I'm into being Taken.
I'm not into being taken.
I love kidnaps.
Dad, help! And he was just like, they're gonna take you, whatever.
But he was like a badass in it.
He's old.
But Liam Neeson.
He's just not a badass.
But he is now. That's like what he does. I haven't seen any all of these other like 5,000 movies.
Expendables 10.
There was like the plane one that came out. I liked The Gray. I thought that was pretty good.
Where he was like, I'm a wolf or whatever.
He didn't say he was a wolf.
He just went
out. At the end, he got tripped by wolves, and he was just like, I guess I gotta fight my way out. And then they didn't show it because you can assume he probably died.
There was like 10 wolves. I remember that is because of wolves.
And there was a really crazy plane crash in it. It was very realistic and frightening.
No.
No? It wasn't like an action movie. It was like a scary movie.
No.
I didn't know that.
What's scary is that he's still making movies where he's an action hero.
But it wasn't an action movie at all. Was it like a horror movie?
I didn't know what type of movie it was.
The Gray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a thriller? It kind of got billed as he was on the action kick.
It made me action-y,
but I think it was more of like a thriller horror movie than anything.
See, just by looking at the cover, I know you're not supposed to judge by looking at the cover, but
it looks like
a drama about some kind of mountain man.
No, he's like works for some sort of company, and they're flying them up to do some like oil rigging or something like that, or something, and the plane crashes.
Reminded me of Ravenous.
Yeah, kind of like that, but
the way it looked.
Less eating of people.
Yeah.
That's such a ravenous episode.
Full Monty.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't even know how Liam Neeson
got brought
up.
And now we're back.
Yeah, we're back because of Liam Neeson.
Thanks you for rescuing us.
He brought us back. We were kidnapped.
No.
Don't ever go to France.
I guess.
It's a bad place.
Yeah.
We're just trying to visit the Eiffel Tower and record a podcast at the top of it.
And people are smoking right in front of us, and it's rude.
It is rude.
French
and they're like, wee wee. And I was like, I don't know what it means.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, baguette.
Baguette. What is that one that reminds me of that Fudufafa from
Flight of the Conchords, where they're just like making things up the entire time.
Yeah. I was blaring that at work the other day. My coworker got mad. Why is this music?
Because she could speak
this.
French and then was confused as to why none of it was actual French.
I wish it was that advanced. Sorry.
I was trying to make the situation
unnamed coworker.
I was trying to make the situation a little bit better for you.
No, that's not going to happen.
Oh. That's been a tough situation. Anyways, this is episode 88 of the B-Movie Breakdown. It's a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget and lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what-the-fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed on the prior episode, so you too can join in on the madness. You can listen if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bnbpodcast.com, on Stitcher, or you can reach us on our site. Our email address is bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at bnbpodcast, or on that thing called Facebook. Woohoo! It exists.
Not for the teens.
I know you're like, why?
The teens don't like it.
They well, what teens? What teens are you hanging out with?
They don't. I don't know. They just read.
Facebook
read an article.
Is for old people now.
I took a quiz the other day, and I'm slightly in touch with the teens. But the quiz told me I need to watch more Disney, and listen to.
Well, they had that Star Wars show just came on Disney XD. That was cool. I don't know. Does that count as Disney or no?
No, it was like telling me to watch something called Shake It Up.
I don't know what that is.
They own Lucasfilm.
Yeah, so. But it's a new show. It's cool.
So.
Why wouldn't it animated count? Animated show.
It's Disney.
But it's on Disney XD, not Disney. Oh, not Disney Channel.
What's Disney XD?
It's like they show like all their animated stuff.
Oh.
Spider-Man, Avengers, other shows.
I mean, Disney movies come out in theater. You're not watching them on the Disney Channel.
This is true. I thought she meant she needed to watch more Disney Channel.
Oh. Gotcha.
Right, they said that.
Oh, see, I was just assuming, but I guess I was right.
That's what they said.
But they also...
Not like Disney
who's
cartoons.
They?
The BuzzFeed.
Oh, that's... You should listen to them always.
Yeah.
I always listen to BuzzFeed.
Yeah, they're the best.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They seem reputable. They make lists.
Life's, everyone loves a fucking
yeah,
list.
Yeah, do's and don'ts. That's all it is.
And it said
what about Venn diagrams?
And this,
I haven't
seen a good
those.
Pie chart in a while.
I haven't seen any of those.
I wouldn't mind seeing a good Venn diagram. Like, in the middle was, like, no Facebook. Like, all teens and, like, kids were, like, no
they're
on Facebook.
They're on Twitter, and then they're on that
the,
WhatsApp or whatever
what's
app.
That?
What's up or something.
I don't know anything about
it's
that.
It's an app or something where they can just text each other.
Hey, what's up? You down to fuck?
Yeah.
So it's Tinder for teens.
Right, I think.
Tinder.
I think so.
It's made by a young
because you can just
scientist.
Be like, pss, 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 pss. And it's an app, so your parents are like, whatever, I'm going to look through her text messages, and then it's not on your text messages, it's on your WhatsApp
out,
app.
Nobody will ever figure out what apps are.
The files are in the computer.
Yep. I found out today there's an app that's like, I can't remember what it's called now, but they were talking about it on Joe Rogan, and it's a like consent app. So like both people, like if you go like on a date with somebody, and then you're going to hook up, you like both can like...
What?
Swipe this thing and say, because in case, like...
Someone gets accidentally raped?
Because there was this case of, like, this... to make things short, there was this kid in college, and this girl texted him, and, like, they had been talking, and she was like, oh, do you have a condom or something? And he was like, yeah. And she texted her friend, like, oh, I'm going over to this guy's place. And then they hooked up, but they were both, like, drunk, and then she was like, rape.
Yeah.
And then the kid got kicked out of school.
It happens all the time.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure that does happen.
But even though all the texts were proof that she was fine with it, it was like, so that's why they got this
and
app.
Then was he
that
like,
everybody could show his consent, and then you could be like, well, look at bitch, you swiped the
look
app.
Look at bitch.
Well,
I may or may not have raped.
She is a bitch if she's accusing you of rape over consensual sex.
And she's a bitch if she won't consent to it.
This is also true.
Well, so, yeah, that's always the mentality. That's always my favorite part is, like, dudes are always like, hey, lady, oh, you're beautiful, oh, you're wonderful.
I held
and then
the
you're
door
like,
for you.
Yeah,
how about a blowjob?
Yeah, why don't you fuck me? And then it's always
that's
just
like... That's
like
the neckbeard mentality. I held the door for this chick. Oh, I hate all women. They're stupid.
Yeah, no,
I'm gonna
sit
in my mom's
scary.
Basement now and play My Little Pony video games.
Yeah. Right? It's terrifying. I think the misogyny's scary. I don't know. I don't like that. Or
I think that's only...
Tell a guy.
It's only a small group of people.
Try being a woman your whole life.
Yeah, but it's not like
or
a large group
like
of people.
A locker room.
Yeah,
like at the gym.
Why are you going in men's locker rooms? You're probably gonna get hit on. I'm just saying. Your basis is like 100 out of 100 guys in locker rooms I go in are always just trying to hit on me, especially when I'm walking around naked.
I just was saying I think it would probably be like yeah, if you're in like a locker room where if you were, I don't know why you would be now as an adult,
but I mean even
or like at the gym.
Even now people would be coming up to me like. Oh, the ass on her. Like, fucking strangers have, like, come up to
me. How about that lady's fanny?
Yeah.
Never heard a stranger say that to me before.
Really?
Yeah. People at work do that stuff.
Yeah. But
like, there are a lot of assholes that at the place of work.
at the place of work.
Not assholes, but just like total like they womanizing douchebags.
Don't right. give a fuck.
I guess I just don't associate myself with a lot of those people other than when I have to. Yeah. So that's why I feel like I don't really know those kind of people.
I like the fact
that I know they exist.
Heating and air conditioning in our office. You could put 1,000 fucking misogynist assholes in that, but as long as I have climate control, I'm fine.
See, I don't have that luxury.
You also never had to sit by the front door.
This is true.
During the coldest winter we've had in years.
This is also true. I was around the corner. Anyways, I don't know how we got... But speaking of non-consensual sex, there is a character in this movie who is always trying to force himself upon the ladies.
Yeah.
I don't know which one was he. Was
that
he one Ted?
Was Sam, Ted. Ted was... He was whatever the one... I recognized him from... Last American Virgin.
But that was Ted.
Yeah, that was Ted.
He was like nerd.
Who was, what's his face, his character's name?
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover, was he Jimmy?
Yeah.
Guess I can just use this internet that I got going right here that has the entire cast list up. Yes,
his computer.
His name was Jimmy. Crispin Glover. He had some sweet dance moves.
The weird blonde hair was throwing me off a lot.
But weren't his dance moves amazing?
That was terrifying.
He like had a seizure.
Like an Ellen, or Ellen. What's her face?
Did this movie release the same year as Back to the Future?
Before,
no, he
probably.
He looked younger, yeah, he looked way younger.
84? Back to the Future wasn't until like 85. Okay. It's only like a year.
He just looked super.
They just
super
made him look
young.
Old. Makeup.
And he was, like, painfully... He's always awkward, but he was, like, painful.
Well, yeah, like when he was on David Letterman, like, in the early 80s or whatever, and he was, like, kicking. Almost kicked David Letterman in the face, and then he was, like, on... He was on, like, LSD and, like, was all tripped out. And then he claims he was never on there, even though it was video.
Never on the show?
Yeah, it was, like, video, and then he claimed, like... Then he claims he didn't do that. I don't know. He's a weird guy.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think they've had him on there since then.
He seems like he has issues.
So, like, yeah.
I don't know
when the last time he was even in a movie.
Wilfred.
Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle.
Willard, or whatever it was called.
Wilfred.
Wilfred, the dog.
I don't remember.
The dog show.
I don't remember that movie. I never saw that rat movie.
I remember it was
movie.
Will something.
Yeah, it was Willard.
Willard, I think it was, yeah.
Wilbur.
Rats.
Wilbur.
Prize running pig.
Yeah.
There you go.
He played the pig.
So sad.
He was in a pig costume.
Spoilers.
Oh my god.
But,
what was his character's problem in this one? He couldn't get...
He was a dead fuck.
Yeah, that's what he kept calling him, a
He'd
dead
be like,
fuck.
A dead fuck.
Because you got a limp dick, teenager.
Yeah. He was a lousy lay.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Am I and he also mentioned that he had a girlfriend named BJ Betty.
BJ.
Yeah, I remember yeah. BJ
He's like, BJ Betty. And they're like, whoa.
Wow, wow.
It's very weird. The characters in this movie were very weird because I almost would have... I understand you need the more victims, so I understand why you have the group of teens.
Like 20 of them.
So, but, like, the family character was... The characters were much better. They were much more solid characters.
Well, yeah.
As opposed to, like, these... The, I don't know.
The wastoids.
The tits and the gore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, those random twins that they, like,
yeah,
ran into in
that.
The middle of the woods.
We need...
Did they have accents?
Yeah.
Like, the one maybe
yeah.
did,
they,
and the
they
one
did.
Didn't?
I think they said they were from Australia.
Oh, yeah, sometimes you could hear it, and sometimes you couldn't.
Yeah, it was weird.
Trish and... No. Right? Didn't they have T names?
No, Trish was Tommy's sister.
What were the twins' names?
I have it written down somewhere when we get to it.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember the twins.
Helga and Yoga.
There you go, that's what they were.
Yeah.
Helga and Yoga.
I mean...
But this one, just like the other ones, I really liked how it, once again, starts right at the end
of the other one.
It just keeps...
Well, this was one of the first ones where they were like, gosh, lots of people dying, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, in the area.
Like the first three movies all happened within a few hours.
Well, the first one was like, and then it was like five or ten,
5 years
six
after.
Years or whatever. So then
the
second and third were like right after.
Were still.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like anybody in the third one was like, didn't lots of people just die before?
Well, there was no
Should
internet, so
careful?
Maybe they just didn't hear about it. They
I
were
guess.
In like a town over. Jason just ran to
the,
like, it was
the
like.
Pony Express sitting around.
The murders happened in like, you know.
Miles
a,
away.
Town A, and
normal
town B is right next door.
Isn't that sad?
What?
I don't know. Just like
without the internet, nobody knew when murders were happening.
I don't know if that's awesome or not. When like something can happen, and I could be like, "Why is this road closed?" And I'll just go on the patch and be like, "That road's closed because kids were throwing rocks at cars, and there's a police investigation." That actually is a true story that happened one day.
But I think that is a good thing. It's nice to know when bad things are happening quicker than later.
Well, yeah, because obviously, it's like I'm gonna go take a shower and then get stabbed through the chest cavity.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Or might turn into some kind of government spying 2.0.
I did like in the beginning they do like another recap. They have the guy Paul from the second one when he's telling the story, and it's kind of showing you all the deaths throughout the series so far. And I like that in case you missed him. And I also liked that it was back to form with the opening credits.
Oh, yeah.
They were not, like, the cheesiness of the 3D ones and the disco music. It was, like, the regular music and the mask like, just, like, exploding. It always exploded before, but this one, it was, like, swooped in from behind. It was, like, boom!
Sorry, we had to shoot two this time.
And it was just, like, it's just, like, so weird, like, for a horror movie to have, like, an action movie title sequence.
Yeah.
It's such a...
And well, at least in the ones we've seen, there haven't been, like, explosions.
No, there's no explosions. It's like, this isn't that kind of movie, but it's like, the titles really have to get you just...
explode! We know you're excited! Horror!
Scream! Yeah, and I liked how, like, he's dead, and that he got the axe in the head in the third one, and then they keep that. On his mask. You know, I mean, they could have just fucking ignored it, and he could have just had the mask, and he's scary, and what have you. Also, one thing I really liked about Jason in this one, aside from the continuity and, like, the outfit and everything, is that he was, like, I guess the first time he died, essentially, is this one, third one. So, like, his first back to life, we don't know how he came back to life, he just did.
Yeah, he's just like, here I am, lightning. Back, well, wasn't it?
That'll happen soon, but...
what did it show him?
He just came back alive in the morgue.
Yeah.
But he's just, like, slowly, like, now he's, like, stronger than ever. Like, at one point, he whips that one girl out of that window, like, out of that car. Uh-huh. And when she hits that car, it like, explodes. Uh-huh. There's almost an explosion. Like, there was, the windows bust out, the whole car, like, smushes a little bit.
Smash!
It's like, there might as well just been some Michael Bay explosions attached to that thing, because, like...
I do remember turning to you and being like, what the fuck?
He's just insanely strong in this one, just, like, ripping doors off.
He's undead now.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, he's slowly...
fuck.
Slowly becoming more and more insane.
Wait till he learns the choke slam and the tombstone. He's gonna be unstoppable. There you go.
I really did. Speaking of that morgue, I really liked that scene in the morgue. It was kind of silly.
The doctor's like, coochie coochie.
Yeah, was he watching TV? He was watching like
an aerobics video.
He was like, yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up.
He looked it up. He looked it up.
I just had him like aerobics video, Friday the 13th, and it came up.
It was a real aerobics video you're watching? Oh.
Yeah, you could get it on Amazon.
If you really needed it for whatever purpose.
Yeah, that guy, he was just super horny. He was just like, I'm going to watch aerobics on TV and like really to this.
Yeah, right, like super overkill. And then what was like, the girl was just like, I mean, I fuck him in here, whatever, with dead bodies, okay.
Yeah, and then like he scares her. Doesn't he scare her? Or the hand just drops and it scares her.
No,
I thought it was the hand.
Yeah.
Because she was sitting watching the TV, and Jason's body was right behind her.
Yeah, and she gets scared. And she goes, "Mother, fuck, 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 cock, fuck, fuck." She's like, swears so many times. Like I just remember when watching that, I was laughing so hard. I was like, "God, she swore so much." Like there were so many different swear words right there, right in a row.
In case they weren't going to capture an R rating.
Yeah, exactly. That definitely sealed the deal on that one. Yeah, and then he's just, you know, it's just Jason's back alive. He kills the doctor with a hacksaw. He kills him with the hacksaw to the chest? I can't remember exactly, because it's been a little while since we watched it.
Yeah.
But then he proceeds to, like, take the hacksaw and just chop the guy.
The bone saw.
Well, yeah, the bone saw. He's just, like, cutting him up, and then he grabs his head and just twists it all around.
Yeah.
Like, just an absolute overkill.
Yeah, that
amazingness.
Was a little
intense. He was already dead before the saw.
Where did she go, though?
She left the room because she was, like, mad at him. She's
I
like,
gotta go put him in my
breath. She's like, if you're gonna act like this and keep one, you can watch these videos or whatever.
Right.
And then she comes back in and he kills her with a scalpel.
Just kidding, I'm still horny.
Yep, basically. And then it's so weird that it, like, it cut straight from that to like the mom and daughter like running. It was just like, yeah, now we gotta go so look at girls with no bras on with their boobs bouncing.
Oh my god. It's like, hey. Like, yeah. This is me and my mom. This is normal.
Yeah, and it was like, and no, the view was like somebody watching them, so to elude like Jason.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I remember that now. Like tits.
Those tits.
Yeah, like flopping. I remember.
Wait, somebody said that?
No.
No.
Oh.
Well, I was like, I remember thinking like, whoa.
Oh.
Like, tits.
And this is when you're really introduced flowing. To the mother of Trish and Tommy. I don't remember her name.
Mrs. Jarvis,
I guess. And their dog, Gordon.
Yeah. I remember Gordon.
And Tommy, played by Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
And that kid was amazing at making special effects and masks.
Yeah, apparently.
He was amazing. Like, he had that sweet puppet arm, and it was, like, moving its eyes and stuff. Well, and then he's like, I'm just going to put on this alien head and play video games.
Because I'm a kid.
Because that's a normal thing kids that live in the woods do.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I always thought that would be more of a thing. Like, I didn't expect, we can get to the end when it's the end, but like,
we can get to whatever.
I thought that he would more be like, I don't know why I was expecting him to sympathize with him and be like, I wear masks.
I feel like a monster myself.
Something, yeah.
Like, I like when they met the one character, I don't know his name at the moment. Rick or something?
Yeah. Who? What is he?
The guy who's looking because his sister was murdered in the second movie.
Yeah.
That was Rick.
And they Rob. He's like, Rob, come here. I gotta show you my masks. Like, stranger, we just met out here.
Yeah,
I really gotta show you all the stuff I can make.
Yeah, he held him by the hand and brought him upstairs. And like any.
He brought him, like, straight through the house, too. The mom just, like, was like, what?
His mom and sister were like, whatever, that guy's hot, sure.
See? They start him young.
Like, he's sexy,
wait,
okay.
Like the...
Wait, you gotta find it where you can get it, you know?
So, Tommy wanted Rob in a sexual way.
He wanted the dick.
Oh,
but I don't think Rob was into that, like little kids, like that. He wasn't like that guy from, you know, that Seventh Heaven show.
Oh, allegedly.
He confessed to it.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
He allegedly confessed.
Some of that stuff was way darker.
I
also thought, well, we won't get into that, but like... He apparently, like, said stuff to his... At the time, it was his wife. And why was his wife his therapist?
No, it wasn't his wife wasn't his therapist. He was going to therapy, and she recorded it because you can legally secretly record people if the crime is a
violent
crime.
Yeah, like violent against children.
Yeah.
But it's like... So he was telling it to the other therapist?
Yeah, I don't think his wife was the therapist.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still fucked up.
Yeah, I don't think his wife was the therapist. Anyways, I don't know. I just was making a random joke.
Too dark.
I took it too dark.
Too
real. Serious. Too real for us.
But yeah, I thought the whole time because he had such an interest in all that stuff that I don't know why I thought he'd be like, oh, a killer? Well, guess what? Like,
I'm a killer.
Or like, I like things, like horror things. I don't know.
He just liked making prosthetic masks.
Yeah.
He didn't express joys of murder.
Not till the end.
Well, yeah, he had to do what he had to do.
Yeah.
He had to go ahead and shave.
Yeah, he did that. That was the murder. That was the murder. You know what else was kind of funny? There were Mrs. Voorhees' gravesite. One, her body and head was clearly like taken by Jason into the shack. Did he eventually just in the meantime of movies or something? Go and make
his mother.
And it was like the shittiest like headstone, but it looked like it to be in a grave with other bodies possibly on the side of the road.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a weird like slightly fenced off area on the side of the road with like other shitty headstones, but hers was like the shittiest one.
He didn't have attention to detail. At that point, I think he was just like, mom.
He was just like drew down there with crayon.
Yeah, mom.
He found a box of Crayolas.
Whatever, get this head out of here.
It better be Crayolas.
Well, what other brand would they be?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know any other brand of crayons.
Oh, neither do I.
Fucking store brands.
Generic crayons?
The waxy ones.
Yeah, it's Crayola or nothing, man.
Crayola or nothing. That's what Jason's all about.
Yeah.
He doesn't skimp
on
his...
When I write on my mom's tombstone, it's
Crayola.
Yep.
For sure.
But when they show that, there's also that scene, and it's so weird, with the hitchhiker.
Yeah, she's got like, she's the like sign. A weird fatty.
She's like a hippie, psycho. Like she's like a weird hippie.
But something looks wrong with her.
And she's got like, and then she's like, whatever, I'm gonna eat this banana.
Yeah.
And then she's like, she gives the finger, and she's like, fuck you for not like picking her up. And she sits down and starts eating a banana, and just gets stabbed through the neck, and this is the banana just like oozes out of her mouth.
And there's just like a surplus kill situation happening there, where it's like, what? That didn't have to happen.
This isn't even like a tertiary character.
Yeah.
This one like, is so many layers person? Away.
It's just like, she was just a hitchhiker, and she happened to be by the gravesite.
Whatever, bananas.
Don't be hitchhiking near my mom's grave.
Blood Nana,
new movie.
Mm-mm.
Yep, Blood Nana.
Did she have short hair?
Yeah, she had like short, like dark hair. Weird about she almost her. Looked like, well, I was almost gonna say a fap, but like Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell, no, that's what I thought too.
Yeah,
I thought that's who she looked like.
Like Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was her. Maybe it was her early
role. Is that Rosie?
I don't think so.
Breakout role.
Rosie was so hot back in the day.
Uh huh. Eating bananas.
Eating bananas and getting stabbed in the neck.
Wow, and gorgeous.
You had mentioned before one thing I want to bring up, but I have a note here. Is the way Tommy would talk to Gordon was like as if he was like a person sometimes, like a legit person, not even just like how people talk to dogs. He was like, the dog was like gone at one point and came back and he's like, Gordon, where have you been? Do you have a girlfriend? Just like, what is he talking about? Like he'd be like, are you hanging out with the other people? Like, what are you doing?
I don't remember.
Just the way he talked to the dog. I wish I would have had more quotes written down.
The dog was obviously his only friend.
Well, yeah, they lived in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So
was there an explanation why? Like, the dad, like, they divorced or something? Or he was dead? The dad died, maybe?
He went on a killing spree.
The dad's Jason Voorhees.
I don't really remember them saying anything about the dad.
I
don't think they ever
mentioned him. I could have sworn they mentioned, like, oh, when dad was around or something, like, or dad wouldn't have done, or something like, some sort of one, a little throwaway line.
Oh, just assume in these movies they're dead then.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say.
We can only hope that dad died in an epic way.
I don't know. And, Corey Feldman was great in this, too.
Yes.
I love that scene when he's watching the one chick, Sam, undress. He's like, woo-wee! Woo! Yeah, woo!
Boots.
And he's like hiding his head in the covers and like jumping up and down and like hooting and hollering.
Uh-huh. And that's why I was like, what's going on?
He did a really good job in this movie.
Are you touching your weenus in here? Just like,
he just had that, oh my god, it's happening moment.
Yeah. It was the first time he saw like real boobs.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he might have saw his mom's on accident or sister's, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't go in the spank bank.
No, but like this chick across the way, definitely. He got to see many boobs.
Yeah, he did.
Because when they were skinny dipping, they walked up and he was like, he's like, oh, she's like, Tommy, don't look at that. And he's like, but, oh, boobs.
So he was introduced to boobs and cocaine.
Yeah,
and men's butts and poly penises. Because there were naked men running into the water at the same time.
Well, that explains a lot about why Corey Feldman is the way he is now.
That he
Charlie
like,
Sheen Jr. I don't know.
You're putting him on the same level as Charlie Sheen.
I read some stories.
I think
about
Charlie Sheen is like about like here. Corey Feldman's about
in
you know,
Vice,
about here.
In Vice magazine, they had some stories about a Halloween party at his house, and it sounded crazy.
I'm sure he has crazy parties, but he's
but
definitely not the,
to be fair,
the caliber of celebrity or actor that Charlie Sheen is.
To be fair, though, he is the surviving Corey, so.
This is true.
He's a stronger one.
He's probably, but he was probably the more popular
he
Corey.
He had to devour his soul.
He killed
Corey
Haim.
Yeah, there can only be one Corey.
He was the more popular Corey anyways.
Yeah.
Like, Corey Haim was in some stuff.
Cool kid voice.
But like,
Corey Haim was in a lot of stuff. Like,
Yes, yes.
Like, into those.
Yes.
It was, like, mostly in a pile of drugs.
So was Corey
like,
Feldman.
Literally.
They both were, but, like, Corey Feldman was, like,
well, Corey
there
Feldman
was just,
was
like,
more on a, like, whoa, some rough years there. And Corey Haim was more, like, never
so, like,
back.
Whoa, some rough years there were, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
And early 2000s.
Yeah.
And 2010 to 2014, that's, like, a good, like, 24 years of the rough patch
whoops.
Corey Feldman's been in.
Whoopsie daisy.
Because I can't really think of anything he's been in since, like, maybe, I'll give him, like, 93.
When was the Lost Boys made?
Is that oh, God. 80s. I mean, you're well, giving them a lot
when
of
was,
credit
when was the... What's wrong with the Lost Boys? It's a great
no,
movie.
No, but I mean, like, that was... That was, being the very last thing. Oh. And the last thing...
When was The Burbs? Was that 90?
The Burbs was probably before...
No, The Burbs was a little bit... I think it might have been the 90s.
Hello. No, I mean before,
Drugs?
No. Like before
License to Drive, that was like the Goonie. This is when he's like really little.
Yeah,
like but the Burbs, he was like probably like a teenager.
Yeah,
yeah. But I kept trying to think of the timeline or what I'm saying. I don't know. Uh-huh. But yes, he was definitely like a little baby in this movie compared.
Yeah,
to
it was like Goonies.
But I can't remember what the last, very last thing I ever saw him in was.
Well, you might have seen him in something recently, like as a one-off
probably
little
like,
cameo.
Probably like a middle shelf movie. I think.
Last thing I saw him in was Bordello of Blood.
That's probably
there you go.
It.
That might have been, but at the time he that was like that's what I mean.
Or was
like,
it or was a Demon Knight?
He was in Bordello of Blood.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is about him, he wasn't like in that movie when he's in Bordello of Blood. He wasn't. He was in it a little bit, but it was kind of like just like a one-off like thing. He was barely in the movie. He
was
like the.
I was just saying that was the last thing, the most recent thing I've seen him in.
Apparently, he's in a movie. I'm wondering if this is a. Did he start doing porn?
Probably.
There's a movie called Zero Dark Dirty.
Oh God.
Oh, never mind. It says a rock and roll musician travels to Afghanistan to win the hearts and minds of its people. So never mind.
Zero.
It's not a porno.
What? Is that Zero Dark Dirty?
Yeah.
Is it like a...
It's not a porno.
Spoof movie?
Yeah, it, I don't
obviously?
Know.
Obviously?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, Pool Boy?
Doesn't make
yeah,
any sense.
Yeah, like it was just like Pool Boy.
All the flashbacks.
The last, like, I don't know, and then he was in, there was a Lost Boys, like a fourth movie or something, a third and fourth one, second, third.
I didn't even know there was a second.
Oh,
yeah, he's in
make any more of these movies?
Lost Boys The Tribe, which seems to be the second one, and then there's Lost Boys The Thirst that he's in as the same character
oh,
from the
third?
Original. The Thirst.
That's pretty clever if it's the third movie.
Yeah, it is the third movie, it looks like.
When
were
these made in relation to the original?
The original came out in... Jeez. 87? And this first sequel came out in 2008.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
They're reaching really far for that
Jesus.
One.
Yeah. Well, I guess they are immortal, so...
He's not a vampire,
well, he
though.
He wasn't in it, yeah.
What about Kiefer? Did he come back to life?
Yeah, right.
I don't.
Speaking of
I'm going
to
say that he was the
times.
Only one from the original movie that... Maybe Corey Haim was in
he
one
was
of them.
He was too busy making 24, jumping on Christmas trees, wasted.
He didn't do that in 24?
I don't know. No, not in 24. In his personal life.
Oh.
There was like this weird video of him at a party, and he's like... It was like a Christmas party, and there was like a fucking 20-foot Christmas tree. And he was just like, woohoo! And ran and jumped on it and toppled it over. Because he was fucked up.
You probably thought, tree has roots.
I go climb that tree.
I used to climb trees.
I'm a Lost Boy. But anyway.
Anyways, I don't even know where we what we were.
Corey Feldman, good actor.
In this movie.
Yes.
He was really good in this movie.
Well, yeah, in
he
this
was,
movie.
I thought the sister, too, I thought she did a good job. I don't think she was...
boring.
I don't think she was terrible.
She was just there.
Yeah.
Just
she could have
like,
been replaced with like a lamp or something.
Yeah, probably or like a mop.
But she wasn't like the cheesy, like terrible bad. Of,
no,
like, some
she
of the
wasn't
other
terrible.
Some of the teens, like the Teddy, that guy was like he was just so
Which
much
one was Teddy.
He was the one that was like, "You're a dead fuck, and I get all the ladies."
That's
and
the one from American
I'm gonna watch
American.
An old timey porno and think it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's the one from Last American Virgin. I
don't
know why I used to like that movie a lot when I was younger, and that's all I remember him from. In that movie, though, he's very, like, downtrodden and sad.
Is he the main character?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not a bad movie.
I think I've seen it, heard
but
of it.
But he just was very familiar, and then I had to look it up, and that's where he was from. But yeah, he was a fucking
I
want to
know why, where
one.
He found that old-timey porno.
Yeah, right. Well, when he was watching that, I asked Ryan, I was like, what the fuck?
Well, they had a projector set up.
Yeah, they just had a reel to reel. Just
old timey porno
maybe
there.
They were just like hunting around. They found it in the attic.
Why
like
would the
vintage,
why would somebody leave it in the house
porn.
And they run out to people?
I don't know.
What year was that even supposed to be from?
The porno?
Yeah, like
I don't know. It was like 19. It was like the first porno ever made.
Because that's not even. I mean, like you can find that on the internet if you want. But why? First of all, weird.
Well, he couldn't find that
in 1984.
Right, well, why would then someone have a reel of super old porno just in their house?
Because maybe they didn't have a VCR or Betamax, and they couldn't... Betamax. They wouldn't have had a VCR probably in 84.
No.
When we were moving houses, we found a box of reel-to-reel porn from my grandpa.
Oh.
Was it like that?
We didn't have a projector or anything.
I'm sure my mom still... Let's look at this porn.
I'm sure my mom still has it, but yeah.
Was that what it was like bat-like in the way, like, back then, like, snooping around for your parents' porn, and it would sound like reel-to-reels?
Where's this porn?
And you had to, like, set it up, and, like, it was, like, a whole process. And by the time
you just got your one eye open, and, like, going real fast through the cells.
Well, yeah, you're just holding up to the light, like...
like, psh, unspooling it, just like, what does it look like? I don't know. Is that how it works? Like, when you're, if your mom were to find that your grandpa's just looking at super old reel-to-reel porn.
No, she just thought it was funny.
It is funny.
But you were asking, who just keeps his old porn around? Old people.
But nobody lived there. It was a house that, like, was rented.
Old people are notoriously forgetful.
This is true.
Where'd that porn go?
Where's my porn?
Where's my
porn? 1920s porn? Where'd that go? Where'd that moving pictures?
What are they called? What are they? Merkin. Where's that woman, the one with the Merkin? Yeah.
I remember the twins' names we were trying to figure out before. Mm. Tina and Terry.
There. T.T. I remember.
Did somebody call them that?
No. I just remember that their names started with T's. And I was like, T&T. T.T.
The ones that showed their boobs.
Did they show their boobs?
Yeah. One of them did. Maybe. Because one of them ends up hooking up with Crispin Glover.
Oh, right.
She's...
The other one was, she was... flirting with that Teddy guy.
And then he was weird, right?
The one that hooks up with Crispin Glover was flirting with the Teddy guy.
Yeah, and then he was weird.
And then he was weird, so she switched to him, and then the other girl didn't have anybody.
Oh, yeah, she was sad.
Because the one girl's... The one, like, if you want to call her main girl out of the teens, her, like, boyfriend was hitting on her, remember? Because she's like, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
She went out to go for a naked swim.
I'm just going to angry naked swim about this whole fight we just had. That was my favorite part.
And then she got murdered in the raft. She was in the
raft.
Yeah,
and she was just like, I had a fight with my boyfriend, go lay naked in the night.
And then he went out to go, like, find her, and then he got murdered.
And that was what I was telling Ryan the whole time when he went out to go find her, and she was just, like, laying super dead in that raft, and he's yelling stuff at her the whole time. She's just like... like that. I don't know. That part made me laugh.
Yeah.
And the fact that the raft didn't pop when it's just like stabbed multiple times.
Well, he stabbed it to the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So why would she still be in there?
Well, it'd be,
why would she still be afloat and looking normal?
Like the bottom of a regular
raft doesn't blow up.
Yeah. Right, it's flat. I get it.
So the sides of the parts
floating.
Well, if
he stabbed her as many times with which to kill her, she should have just sunk through the bottom of that thing. It's not like he was just like, two.
But if she's just sitting in it, I don't know.
Pretty obvious.
We can test that theory. We can stab some holes in a raft and you can go lay in the middle of a lake.
Well, then we have to have a control group. Control person.
Not stabbed.
We have to see if they sink by not getting stabbed.
No, Gina would just lay in the raft like she was dead.
Yeah, stab.
Oh.
Not real stabbed.
We
can put some fake blood in there if you want to simulate it.
What did the boyfriend get? He got harpooned in the dick.
Oh, yeah, the one guy did. Yes. Oh, my God. I forgot. I guess I'm just not there in my notes. Holy shit. Yeah, he got harpooned in the dick. He was just, like, straight up, like, in the air on that harpoon. Just, like, insane.
He kept the harpoon gun from the third one.
Yeah, well, that's why I was like, what?
Well, I'm assuming that they just maybe had a harpoon
laying
around again.
And he was just super like, no! And it just, like, happened on so fast.
No, it's because, like...
held him up in the air on it.
Yeah.
There's a massive strength of Jason Voorhees.
In the third one, Shelley had the harpoon gun when he was trying to get...
Yeah.
For some reason, he had a wetsuit and a harpoon gun. On vacation.
Because
he was dumb and nobody liked him.
Girls
and no, I hate
fuck
everything.
Me. Bring this gun.
You bitch.
Weirdo.
He was the start of the,
misogynistic, entitled fuck.
Oh, really? Existence, wasn't that?
Yeah.
No, it was definitely Shelley from Friday the 13th.
Inception of Man.
Part 3. it was definitely the reason there. Shit, I lost my place. Because we were talking
stabbing about... Stabbing the harpoon in the dick. Oh, at the party. Dancing. Crispin Glover dancing. Everyone gets mad because they can't fuck who they want to fuck.
Yeah, and then the one girl gets stabbed outside. And then, she goes to leave. She goes to get on that bike.
The tandem bike.
Yeah, she goes to get on the bike and she gets stabbed up against the wall.
Yeah.
He like...
Yeah.
Throws her almost, like, up against the wall with the knife. That's what I mean. Like, he's just unbelievably, like, absolutely strong now. Like,
stabbed, killed, okay, done.
And then the mom is dead.
The mom is just, like, missing at one point, though.
But then she never comes back.
No.
She's dead.
I feel like they don't talk about
her. She just goes
never.
Off, like, looking for them, like...
She's like, where are you? And then, yeah, like, they dead. Never show up.
She dies. Gone. There's actually an alternate ending to the movie where they show her body, like, in the bathtub or something. It's on the DVD.
Because it was like you know, when they were like, mom's gone. I don't know why she would have went on a run somewhere. Or... And then I'm like, dark. She's done.
And I like when all this is happening, all the killing is starting to happen, and Jason finally comes back around the area. Rob is still out in the woods. He's like in a tent, and Trish finds the tent.
Yeah, that's weird.
Why was it weird? He was camping. He was looking for Jason.
He was literally on the hunt.
He's just weird to me. I don't trust him.
Well, he was very trustworthy. He was helping save the day.
Maybe.
He was looking for a killer who killed his sister.
Just got weird vibes off of him. He wanted to fuck that other girl too much. And he seemed older than her.
The sister?
Trish? Jarvis girl, yeah.
He didn't seem that much older.
Not like the age gap.
I just remember
him. Yeah, it wasn't like the guy from the third one who was like 50 years old. Clearly.
I just remember feeling weird about him for some reason.
Rico.
Maybe it was before he said that it was his sister that died. Maybe I was around feeling like that before we found out who he was. I don't know.
Like, when they first meet him, it's like their car breaks down.
Like, here I am outside.
Well, their car breaks down, and Tommy's like, I can fix it. Like, he can fix cars, too.
He's like, I do that. I'm 12.
And he's like, well, all I need is a screwdriver.
And he's like, I'm walking out of the woods. Hello, family. I'll fix your car.
And I got a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Well, I think the reason he's deemed as, like, creepy is to make you... Because you don't, for a while, you don't see Jason.
Uh-huh.
So the reason to make him feel creepy is for the characters to think that he's the one killing people.
Right.
Instead of Jason. What is this dog doing?
He's creeping slowly towards
Ryan. Why are you eating? Oh, you ate already.
What a baby. But yeah, I agree. I think, well, yeah, that makes sense why they would try to at first build.
Because there's a lot of like creepiness and somebody peering and it's clearly Rob looking.
Yeah.
And it's trying to make it seem like, oh, Jay.
Oh,
like,
yeah, when they first get like stranded or whatever, the car breaks down.
And then he ends like, up. When she finds him in that tent, he almost kills her.
Yeah, because he thought she was running, Jason.
And he like slices the machete into the tent like multiple times.
Right? Because that's who he thinks it is.
Yeah.
She's like, die, bitch! And he's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. You're the one I wanted to fuck.
You know, actually, you know, as much as I like the harpoon to the dick death, I thought Crispin Glover's death was one of the best ones.
What did he do?
He got the corkscrew to the hand.
Oh, yeah.
And then a knife to the face. And then Jason proceeded to, they didn't show it, but you see his body later on, is like almost crucified with corkscrews to the opening of the door.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then he still has the knife in the face.
Just put that knife in his dead fuck face.
That's such a weird term.
Dead fuck.
You're such a dead fuck.
That's weird. I don't know, that friend was a little bit overkill.
Let me compute this.
Yeah, what was he computing all the time?
He had
how limp his friend's dick was.
He had an imaginary computer.
Yeah, he's like, "Poor, let me put it."
Oh god, that was so stupid.
Like, it says you're a dead fuck.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, let me see," and then he kept doing it. And then when he got the girl at the end, he goes, "What does your computer say now?"
Yeah, I remember that.
Good burn.
It was just like, "Oh, computers are a funny joke now."
You burnt him.
Computer humor is relevant.
Crispy.
No. Crispin. Chris, so burnt, you're Crispin.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That was pretty good. Wow. You're always faster than I am.
Yeah.
My brain's just like.
And then Ted, when he died, was he was up at the screen, like, laughing.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Was he high?
Yeah, super high.
Like, they
high.
Showed him getting high, right? Yeah. So that was why he was laughing.
He couldn't get his dick wet, so he got high.
I just can't remember if he was high or if he was drunk. Probably maybe a both. Combo of the two.
Yeah.
And that's why he was laughing so hard at the...
Yeah, and he walked up to the screen and was like, hey, hey,
wasn't there something... Because he had the teddy bear, too. Remember, he's like, my name's Teddy.
Yeah.
And it was like, he kept trying to do that, like,
he was
weird.
He being a weirdo. I don't know, he was a creep. And he deserved to be alone. And then get stabbed in the face through a projection.
Yeah, he got stabbed in the head through the...
The back of the head? Or was it through his face?
No, it's when he was turning around. Because
he
thought he saw something and he walked up to the screen... Then decided, oh, everything's okay, and turned around and got stabbed in the back of the head.
Yeah.
That way was not coming.
And then from here is when Jason just starts going, like, completely all out insane. He smashes through the door.
Mm-hmm.
After they try nailing it.
Oh, yeah. Shut,
which was, I thought was a really... They were, like,
what's the
putting
point?
Nails, like... diagonally... Uh-huh. Like, on the sides of the door, which is, like,
right.
never,
not
ever gonna work
gonna
for anything. It was just so... Just so weird.
Bust.
And then the one time he whipped through that axe through the door. That was amazing.
Do you remember?
He threw an axe through a door. It was after that. He had bust down the one door as in the other house.
Uh-huh.
And then when they ran into the house and they were boarding it up... He was outside, and he just had the axe, and he put it over his head, and he just let go, and it went through the door. Into the wall, like, right past their faces.
Maybe I do remember that now.
Just, like, so, it just...
The whole time I think this was happening, and I was like, where is that mom, y'all?
Well, and then they didn't know where the dog was, and the dog jumped through the window at the one point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The dog
was
still alive.
Oh, Gordon.
Gordy!
Instead of thinking that, that... The dog had died, just like the last dog in the other movie.
Muffin. Muffin didn't die, though.
And then Rob is killed very brutally in the basement.
Wait.
Because they're running back and forth between both houses.
Yeah.
And then he gets, like, brutally, like, stabbed multiple times in the basement. And then she runs up the stairs. Well, they go down the stairs, and, like, the step kind of breaks a little bit. And then... He gets stabbed down there. She runs back up. And then she's crying and freaking out. She runs back down the stairs to see if he's like...
Oh. Are you dead?
And okay, the killer is not down here. Like, yeah, he's still... And then she tries to run back up and then he like grabs her leg through the thing.
Yeah, okay, I remember.
Yeah.
No.
And then there's just bodies everywhere.
The
this
rule
is
you get the fuck away from the dead thing and out of the house.
That's a general
And then he
rule.
Takes Rob's body... Which he apparently carried from one house to another.
Oof.
And just whips it through the window.
Yeah, it's Rob.
It's just like, you know, here's his dead body.
Help
just,
us.
Just like, yeah, well, even though he was brutally murdered, I don't know why they felt like that was going to happen.
Just whip his body in there.
Yeah, and then does she whack him in the head with the hammer? Because they try to go into the room. Remember they board the room up and then he's just like punching through. And
yeah,
and then he grabs like Tommy's like leg or something.
Yeah, I feel like she bops him.
Well, she gets him with the other side of the hammer.
Yeah,
in the head, and he's just like, and he falls down, and obviously he gets back up. And she even throws a TV on his head.
Yeah, she did throw the TV.
She throws a TV on his head, and he's just still going. He even at one point like whips a knife like at her as right after
that.
The things on his head, and then she jumps out the window.
Right.
After she puts the thing on his head.
I thought that part was a little extreme.
She, like, rolled. It was like a multi-level roof type of situation. She, like, rolled off the one roof onto the other roof.
Didn't she peace out then, and Corey Feldman was still in there?
He ran away and hid. I don't know where, because, like, he ran downstairs, and she stayed upstairs and was, like, fighting with Jason.
Uh-huh.
So...
And then
that's when he's because he had found those articles earlier.
Right, and he saw the pictures
when,
of him. Hi, buddy.
Rico! Sorry. Come on. Rico, come on.
Come on, buddy. They don't want
you
laying all over them.
Oh. What is he doing? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, so is it the point where his, like, his sister jumps out the window that he's like, now I have to, like, hurry and slapdash and shave all my hair off?
Yeah, he's, like, looking at the picture of Jason.
Uh-huh.
Like, how did he... That's the only part. I enjoy the ending, but it's weird. Like, how did he know, like, how I can get into the head of this guy if I look like him as a child?
Well, the one in the second one.
Where she was like, Jason?
Like, yeah, but mom. She was a psych major and, like, with mentally challenged people, and it was, like, her whole deal was, like, she kept talking about it throughout. She's like, maybe he's just misunderstood. Maybe this is like this. Okay. And so, like, that made sense. Like, as far as, like, oh, she would think of this because she...
Maybe because he watched so many monster movies and stuff, he knew that stuff or maybe like it was that something had bad childhoods.
Maybe it was something from the, like, the articles or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had all those articles that he got out of Rob's backpack.
What did he say to him when he first came down?
He's like, Jason! Jason! He was just screaming his name. Yeah, he's like, Jason! Look at me! I'm you! And that's not what he said, but, like, he looked like him, and he's just like... And then that's when Trish had the machete,
uh-huh.
And she sliced his mask off.
Right,
and then
I
you see,
that.
Like, his full face, which is... You barely got a glimpse in the last one, and it was different looking, but I think the makeup in this one looked
gross.
Yeah, it looked gross, and, like, he looked very grotesque and super ugly, and, yeah... And then Tommy grabbed the machete, and I really liked the kill in that. And then I remember seeing on the DVD, like, interviews, because there's a whole, like, slew of newer interviews, and they're talking about how, because they thought this was the last movie, because this is, like, Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, it's like, bye, the final chapter.
I don't even know if we said that was what the movie was at the beginning. We just started talking about it. But anyway, yeah, it's supposed to be the final thing, so they really thought,
let's go all
like,
out.
This is going to be the last one.
Yeah,
so then they made
kill
that effect.
His ass.
And that effect was awesome. Like, he just chops him in the side of the head, he falls, and the head just slides down the machete.
Yeah.
And, like, the eye's moving still, and it's, like, super creepy and super weird. And then he, like, moves? Does he, like, move? His hand moves again or something?
I think they, like, think it's fine or whatever.
I thought his, like, hand moved or his hand, like, raised up or something, and then that's when Tommy just like,
yeah, it's like, rah!
He just went, he's just like, machete just constantly,
fucked
and she's
up.
Like, Tommy, and he's
don't
like,
kill the man who almost killed us.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know, maybe if it's don't kill the man that almost killed us, I think it's like, you're going crazy now.
Yeah.
Like there's a point where he's dead, he's being chopped up into pieces. I don't think we need to chop him up.
For a man who comes back from the dead every time, you can't be.
But he's
too
only come
careful.
Back from the dead, slightly dead once. He only got axed to the dome, briefly.
Only a frontal lobotomy, not a full.
He didn't get like chopped up in the last one.
No.
He just got an axe to like the corner of his head.
Which would have killed a normal man.
It's Jason.
You want to go see what he's doing?
He's not a normal man.
Oh, I thought he went upstairs. I heard something upstairs. Oh, never mind. Anyways, yeah, and then they show in the hospital at the end, and clearly,
They show what's-his-face?
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, he's fine. She was, like, hurt. She got cut and was injured, and they show, like, Trish sees Tommy again, and they hug, and then the camera pans, like, Tommy's face, with his eyes wide open, and he's just like
crazy, yeah.
And then it just ends, and it's like this, like creepy, super weird.
Maybe what if they? I wonder if they were ever intending to make like a weird Tommy offshoot.
Well, you've watched the fifth one.
Yeah, we watched. Well, we got
right
part of the way through that one.
I don't think we finished.
Oh,
it.
Well, yeah. If you finish it,
well, we will.
Yeah, you'll. It's.
Right, because his character is, like...
He's older now.
Z's.
Yeah. He's, like, a little bit older.
One.
But, like, they show him... Feldman is in the beginning as Tommy. I guess there was some sort of thing where he was filming something else, so they...
Right.
I think the original idea was to have Corey Feldman still be in it, but, like, he couldn't, so they just had him do this, like, small scene.
Right,
and then
now
show
he's
him older. He's like in his teens or something at this point. So like some of these movies, like the years jump. So it's like maybe it came out in like 85, well, but yeah, it's clearly supposed to be like maybe 1990 at this point.
If this one was supposed to be like the last one, or that one, yeah, right. So they probably were just like, whatever, and now he's
But
old.
I mean, this one made so much money that it was just like, we can't stop making these.
No.
But, well, I mean, you haven't seen the fifth one all the way through, and it is it's my least favorite of all of them.
That's probably why, honestly, we didn't really.
There are some good parts in it. There are some good kills, and there are some parts that are insane, like absolutely crazy in it. But the ending is what makes it the worst one. But the part that I like about it is that it continues Tommy, because it's the first time you're getting that.
Yeah.
Full-on continuation of a character.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, at least
it was a young character, so you could see how they were molded by the event.
Yeah, and he clearly is. He goes to a home, in the fifth one, he goes to a home for, like,
yeah,
troubled teens, and he's been to, like, multiple places, and he's like, really messed up after the events of what happened in four. But yeah, like I was saying, there's an alternate ending, and it says right here how they wake up, and after killing Jason, there's police sirens. It says Trish sees Tommy to summon the police, sends Tommy to summon the police who have arrived next door, because that's majority of the bodies are over there. At that point, she notices water dripping from the ceiling and goes up to investigate. She enters the upstairs bathroom and finds the body of her mother floating in a bathtub full of bloody water. Trish lifts her mother out of the tub, prompting Mrs. Jarvis's eyes to open, revealing them to be solid white and, like, just completely just, like, creepy.
Weird.
And Jason suddenly appears from behind the bathroom door and prepares to attack Trish. Trish then suddenly wakes up in the hospital, trying to do, like, another one of these dream sequence things, but they felt like it interfered with the idea that it's the final movie. And also, we've done this many times.
Right,
it was like a studio
time.
Idea to do that ending. And
why
then,
don't you just do the same thing as before?
And then they're like, no, let's not. If this is the end, this is how we're doing it.
Yeah.
And so.
I don't like that one. I like better the original.
Yeah.
I don't like that idea.
Yeah.
I just like the thing where the mom's just like, where'd mom go?
And actually, this year, Nightmare on Elm Street came out the same year,
mm-hmm.
and this one, even though it was the fourth one, it grossed more money than Nightmare on Elm Street. It was the highest grossing horror film of 1984.
Weird.
Well, it was a franchise by then.
Well, yeah, but like the third one was like kind of, I mean, I guess it introduced the mask, but it was okay. It wasn't the greatest thing. It had some decent parts, but it was the 3D kind of.
Yeah, I really don't like the third one.
Yeah, the third one has its moments, but it lacked due to them really trying hard with the 3D cheesiness. And, I mean, the only good parts was like the last maybe 20 minutes of the movie, not even. Mm-hmm. It's just when he starts killing and then he gets the mask and then that becomes, like, the iconic thing for him. But this one I really do like. I think it's, I like.
No, this one is
I
much
like the,
better.
Yeah, I like the characters. Even the crappy ones, they're not terrible.
No.
And Tommy is an awesome character, and Jason is just unbelievably ruthless and unbelievably
intense. And Crispin
Glover's
silly to watch.
Yeah, and Crispin Glover, yeah, he's just very, very weird, as always. But yeah, it was supposed to be the final one, and clearly there is many.
Yeah, that's insane.
Many, many more.
Cray.
And the next one's A New Beginning.
And then they've got the crossover movies. You can't forget about that.
Yeah. Like Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only crossover.
What was it?
Technicalities.
Because there are like 10 just Jason.
Yeah. And essentially, if you were to like count them all in some sort of continuity, Jason X doesn't even exist.
No.
They basically acted like that movie doesn't exist. If you want to go from, like, Jason Goes to Hell to Freddy versus Jason, you kind of could, and it would slightly make sense.
Jason X was in space, right?
Yeah, that's Jason in space.
God, why? I forgot about that.
Because it's like a lot of horror movies, like, if you've done this, where else do you go?
Space. Yeah.
Then the hood.
The final frontier.
Well, yeah, that's the,
or
that,
the hood.
The
yeah.
step after space, Leprechaun went to space. The step after space was the hood twice. Because, you know, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to... We should watch eventually that new Leprechaun movie.
What is that?
It looks terrible.
There's a new Leprechaun?
Leprechaun Origins. Oh, it's like God. It's like not silly at all. The Leprechaun doesn't look like the Leprechaun.
Yeah,
it's
right.
like a creature. And it's like much more horror. It looks terrible.
I don't know about that.
WWE got the rights to it and decided to make a Leprechaun movie. Just like they have a sequel coming out to one of their other movies, See No Evil, which is a movie starring Kane.
Do you remember?
A lot.
That movie? It sounds familiar.
It starred Kane. He didn't play Kane in it, which he just should have. It would have made sense to play a character he already played. But he at one point he masturbates on a girl in a cage.
Oh, okay.
That's cool to see. But there's a sequel coming out of that in like a few weeks, a straight-to-DVD like
I would assume.
Sequel, which I'm like kind of excited for because the first one's so absurd. His character's like this like legend, Jacob Morley or something weird.
Jingleheimer
like
Schmidt.
Something, yeah. Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. And he has like a chain with like a giant hook on the end of it. And like so he was throwing it, like hooking people in the head and like killing them. It's like in a giant hotel.
No. Oh.
What?
See No Evil. I don't know if this title doesn't make much sense.
It sounds really familiar. I don't know. If I saw like the cover box, I would probably remember it.
But yeah, when you have nothing else to do, you go to space. It's like I don't know, Machete, the next one's going to be in space. Because where else do you go? You go to space. Critters, they're from space, but the fourth movie, they go to space. It's like you just...
Gotta go back.
Freddy, he never went to space. He never made his way up there.
No. He was afraid of the thrusters.
Yeah. Well,
plus, I mean, there's no gravity.
But he's in your dreams.
Yeah, I guess.
Astronauts sleep, right? He could have just killed them when they're in their, like, if it was, like, Alien.
They're hypersleep.
He could just kill them all while they're in the pods. They have no defense.
And then he'd be there, bored.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I don't even know where he would exist at that point in the Xenomorph's
brains. Meta. Yeah,
we don't know. Because he doesn't have a physical body.
No, he does sometimes. That.
Maybe he went into the Chucky doll.
No, that was a different serial killer.
That was a killer.
I remember. Just saying.
There was a new one of those that came out this year, too.
Oh, why?
That franchise lost it when they tried to do the comedy route.
I liked the Bride of Chucky. I thought it was hilarious.
Jennifer Tilly.
The Chucky movies are funny. The whole series is funny. The first one is kind of scary. It is kind of terrifying, but the second one really, like, is when he started getting,
that
like,
first
one-liners.
Chucky movie scared the shit out of me.
It's the same thing with the Nightmare series, Nightmare on Elm Street. The first one's genuinely terrifying. Freddy Krueger really doesn't have too many, like, silly lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is a complete disaster, and he kind of went silly, but the second one is so awful. But the third one is when he started having, like, one-liners, but I honestly think the third one's the best one out of that series.
I feel like they
Dream
already
Warriors.
Let it go there.
I was just going to ask, isn't that Dream Warriors?
Yeah. Dream Warriors. The second one is like this weird, like, homoerotic nightmare.
Oh.
There's like a million, like, homoerotic tones to it that were purposely done, apparently. It's very much, you can see it through the movie itself. The one gym teacher's like this S&M gay guy that goes to like S&M clubs.
In which? Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street?
The second one, Freddy's Revenge. It has almost nothing to do with this first one other than the house is the same. And it's on Elm Street. And then like, it's like the one of the worst sequels ever.
Why? What is he avenging?
He's a revenge from the first one, I guess. They like break like so many rules in it that the first one set up. Like he ends up coming out into the real world through the one kid Jesse's body, who's like this kid who's like essentially supposed to. They don't say it, but he's like gay.
Yeah.
But he's like they don't say it. There was like a thing that when they wrote the movie and came up with it was like a thing, and it's like that's what it's known for now is having these like insanely homoerotic overtones.
Huh.
And, like, it's weird. Yeah, he comes out of the kid's body at one point and, like, is out in the real world, like, running around the killing. It's like, how is this a
metaphor for gay.
Yeah, it kind of, yeah.
Well, it came out and it terrorized the town.
It did. And then they destroyed it with the with like the girl. She's like, "I love you, Jesse. I know you're in there."
That'll always do it.
Power of Christ.
The power of female love.
Yeah, from a woman to a gay man. That'll do it.
Femme love.
Extinguished.
Yep. Anyways, so yeah, that was Friday the 13th, part 4. It's I like that one a lot. Yeah. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Fifth one, I mean, you guys will finish it. And
yeah. We just kept starting it really late and falling
asleep. Yeah.
Well, then I was like, who are these people?
We definitely had
to there's some, there's some, I don't know how early on you guys got into it, but there's something that happened in the beginning that is just like, what?
I honestly
and remember then, remember yeah, and then the rest of it's kind of like, I don't know. I 4 and 6 are my favorite ones out of the series, and 5 is definitely just the worst. If you didn't like 3, you won't like 5 at all. But there's a lot to make fun of.
I've seen all of them.
Yeah, but the good thing about 5 is that it's bad, but there is a lot to make fun of. There's a lot. It's so laughably bad. Not as much as like Jason X, which is just absurdly
humorous. I couldn't finish that movie.
Jason X. Yeah. It's so over the top.
We're going to watch it though, so I'm gonna have to sit through it.
It's one of the most absurd movies.
It was just awful.
I honestly, I'd rather watch that than Jason Goes to Hell.
That one was pretty bad too.
They kind of get bad towards.
Yeah, Jason Goes after, to Hell. Like the whole movie, he's some black guy.
He's not even in the movie, really.
Yeah. Like, he's just, like, jumping from body to body.
Because apparently he's some sort of demon now, which it was a weird, like, why is this all of a sudden a thing? Why is he a demon?
He goes from retarded kid to demon.
Yep, basically. But we'll get to it when we get there. So next week will be Friday the 13th, part 5, A New Beginning.
Yay, Innistart. It's a new start.
A new start. It sounded like you were saying in his tart.
Anus tart. That's from Arrested Development.
Oh.
You didn't watch Arrested
Development? Yes, I have. I just don't remember that.
That's the new one.
I don't remember much from the new ones.
Oh. Yeah, they weren't that great.
No.
Yeah, they weren't that good.
But he had a custom, like a vanity plate made, and it just said
Anustart.
He needs a new start.
I remember.
Anus tart. That's all.
Anyways, so 4B Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
Bye.
Slice boobs.
Oh, yeah, slice again. Boobs. Slice boobs. Repeatedly stab boobs.
Axe boobs.
Yep.
Axe boobs.
Yep.
The axe boober.
It's the best of the worst. B-Movie Breakdown. It's the best.